Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
You know, I think it's a bit harsh, really. I don't know whether this is coming from outside the Ashford City bubble. Maybe it's, the rest of the football community maybe getting a little bit jealous, a little bit envious, but 30% ownership of your club is nothing to be sniffed at. It's nothing to be sniffed at, okay? Look at what that's achieved. Have a read of, Gareth McCaskill in the Herald and the Athletic and all those places. That 30% removed the chief executive of Ashford City Football Club. The chief executive. You know, that same chief executive that has been at the epicentre of so many of Ashford City's failings up to this point. Just because it's not, you know, just because it's not 51% like they have in Germany doesn't mean we should get all snobby about it. I think they've borrowed a lot of money. Yes, there's some things to work out there. But I think people seem to be turning their nose up because Thingy's husband is involved. And it's like, this is a huge achievement. This is massive. And we got to wake up and realise that because a fan base getting 30% of their club in the Premier League is massive. And we have to see that. And it needs to start changing. This needs to be the catalyst. We need to get other teams. We need to get, your Newcastles. The fans need to be waking up there, borrowing some of these ideas. And then and only then are we going to take football back for the people.
That was Billy Richards, former Ashford City midfielder of yesteryear, offering his expert thoughts on the departure of Patrick Nolan and, of course, fan ownership in football. We've got Callum on the line. Callum, it says here that you are a member, a subscriber, if you will, to the Ashford City Supporters Trust. You know, how does it feel that in a matter of days, you will own some of your football club?
Oh, God, I can't explain it.
Callum, you still there?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I said I can't explain it.
Oh, I see. Apologies. Thought that was a figure of speech. Look, it's been a long time having Patrick Nolan at the forefront of this football club. What sort of send-off, for want of a better word, will he get at Wembley?
Middle finger, mate. If he is lucky.
Ooh, harsh words there, Callum.
Patrick Nolan wanted to take us on. Patrick Nolan wanted to play by his own rules. Patrick Nolan wanted to take this club into his own hands. Well, it is game over.
Game over. Callum, can you enlighten me? This hashtag game over movement, we've seen it, the banners at Dartley Park, of course, we've seen the social media chatter. What is it exactly?
It's funny, isn't it? It's like the game is over.
But what does it mean?
It's our saying, isn't it? For too long, he's been trying to go head to head with us, right? Playing games, trying to mess around with what's ours, trying to exclude us from our own club. Well, you pushed too hard, mate. You left yourself exposed, and we won, and you lost. Game over.
Just a thought here. Do you ever think there will be a time when the dust settles, where maybe the fans will take a step back and look at the work that Patrick Nolan did and say, yeah, he kept us in the league. He did what was asked of him.
Never!
Wow, never, says Callum, who's calling in. He's an Ashford City Supporters Trust member. How does it feel, Callum, knowing that he's gone?
Oh, how does it feel? I mean, just like, you know, there are no words.
It looks like we may have lost Callum there. Well, we can move on to James because...
I'm still here. Oh. I'm still here.
Sorry, Callum, I thought we'd lost you. How does it feel knowing that Patrick Nolan's gone?
There are no words.
Oh, right. OK. Will there be words if you win the FA Cup, perhaps?
Oh, blimey. Wouldn't it be incredible? Would it? Oh, God, it would be something else.
It really would be something, absolutely. Such a historic trophy. But what would, you know, FA Cup or any trophy, what would silverware mean for you as a fan, Callum?
Oh, just speechless.
Are we going to do this every time? Callum!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of the offensive.
Mr. Glazer.
Avram Glazer. Glazer. No. Don't show the hair. Do not show the hair. Ah, okay, Christ. Jesus, fuck.
Fans just customers.
Ooh, it's like a fucking rat.
Is the customer always right, Mr. Glazer?
Woody's office, Woody's phone, Woody speaking.
Woody? It's Gareth from the Herald.
How in the name of David Bellion did you get this number?
I asked around.
Oh, well, thanks a fucking lot for clearing that up, Gareth. Fuck me.
Wondered if I could get a quote.
Oh, aye. What for? Bit of plumbing, pal? Painting and decorating? Getting your garden landscaped for the summer? What do you need me for?
I'm just looking for a couple of words. How things are inside the club these days, with Patrick gone.
A couple of words?
Yeah.
You're just after a couple of words, like... A couple, like... One, two.
Well...
Well, how about fuck off? How's that for a couple of words, pal? What about fuck you? Oh, how about you cunt?
So going well, then?
It's going how it always goes, Gareth. Mind your own fucking business. There's plenty of teams in this league doing a damn fucking sight worse than us, so fuck off and bother them.
My body of work revolves around Ashwood City, Woody. You know that.
Your body will be revolving around my fucking fists if you carry on like this, pal.
Look, I'm working for The Athletic now.
Ooh.
And this story is... really big, not just for Ashwood, but for football. Fan ownership. Fans having a share in their clubs is the future.
You're a fucking vulture, Gareth. Oh, pardon me, Gareth McCaskill of The Athletic.
This isn't about Patrick, I promise.
You got yourself a wee trendy job, and now you want to use me to look cool in front of your new pals. That's what it is, isn't it?
No, it's not like that.
Well, it sounds a lot fucking like that, pal. When's the podcast coming out, by the way?
This isn't about Patrick. Honestly.
Will you stop fucking saying that? I know. He doesn't fucking work here anymore, alright? Don't you think I fucking know that? Best of luck with the article, pal. I'm sure you'll get lots more answers from your new regime, seeing as they're your busy mates. Cheery fucking old, pal. Christ. For fuck's sake. Hello.
Woody, it's Frank.
LeBeouf. I loved you in Theory of Everything, pal.
No.
Lampard. I loved you in the Theory of Coaching Shite set-piece defending, pal.
Woody, it's Frank Finnan.
Yeah, I know, I'm busy, Frank, all right? FA Cup final next week, don't know if you noticed.
Oh, I'm going to the game, pal, don't you worry about that.
Well, the deal won't be signed by then, I don't think, Frankie boy, but best of luck to you.
Me and my boys won the ticket raffle.
Well, it just gets better and fucking better for you lot at the moment, doesn't it? That and your hashtag game over trending every time I look at my hell feed.
Look. I'll be CEO this time next week, so I want to book in a meeting.
For what?
For you and I to sit, talk tactics, talk transfers, and get this club back on track.
Why would you and I sit down and talk tactics?
Because the Trust want to look at what kind of style we're going to play going forward.
Pal, What did you think chief executive meant?
Eh?
Did you think you'd be sat in the dugout with your fucking notepad and your initials on your tracksuit?
No, well, I mean, not... Look, we're going to do things differently.
Hey, so I fucking hear, all right? You and that lot at Old Trafford hanging off the fucking crossbar and shoving Connor flags up your arses.
Woody.
Frank, look, I'm busy right now, okay? When you're chief exec, you can book me in for a meeting, but right now, you're just a fan. And in the same way the US doesn't negotiate with terrorists, I don't negotiate with fans. In fact, I don't even fucking speak to him. Chris Whittle policy, all right? So there's nothing I can do about it, I'm afraid, pal. All right, good fucking bye. Fuck me.
Hey, Woody.
Greetings, Earthling. I'm afraid I do not come in peace, all right? So stay out my fucking way. What are you doing?
Signing a card.
Fuck me, who's having a kid now? Is there anyone in this office that wasn't shagging their way through lockdown? Or is that just me? Fuck's sake.
It's just a congratulations card for, you know, the new regime sort of thing. The new gang, as it were. Frank and Adam.
I beg of it, your pardon.
Oh, we were going to ask you to sign it. It's just I thought I'd get the HR and accounts team done first. Most of them are just welcoming Frank aboard and stuff.
Theo, look, I'm mildly pissed off people get a card when they leave this place, let alone fucking join. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go for a shite. Okay? Have a whip round, will you? And get a wee card signed congratulating me on my bowel movement. I'd really appreciate that, you know. Perhaps I'll stick a picture of me crap up on the fridge in the kitchen next to Erica's conehead nephew and a picture of someone's puppy fuck-a-doodle.
Woody, are you all right?
No, I'm not fucking all right. Fuck off. In fact, give me that. Let me sign this. Dear Frank, fuck off out of my club. Lots of love. Theo.
Woody?
Oh, harsh words that, pal. Not on at all. Now, if you don't mind, pal, I've got to go and see the nominee for Best Acting CEO.
You knocked?
Aye, I did, all right? People change. In fact, everything fucking changes by the looks of it out there.
Weird, isn't it?
Aye, it is weird. We've got an FA Cup final around the corner and everyone's having a fucking Frank wank.
Shotgun not sitting next to him during the game?
He ain't sat with us, all right? He's won the fucking golden ticket. Even the fucking ticket raffle algorithm is blowing smoke up his arse. What are you looking at? Let me guess. Hashtag game over.
Daily Mail website.
Jesus Christ, it really is game over, isn't it? Bring back rotten.com.
They've done an article about me. Well, me and Adam. Soap Opera FC.
Did they mention me in it?
Why would they mention you?
I don't know. Just wondered. Ah, that'll be Colin. Here he is. Let me wheel you in, Colt.
How are we? How are we doing? Tilt me down, Woody man.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on?
It's Colin.
That's Colin's face on an iPad.
Eh?
Why is the iPad strapped to the headrest of his office chair?
Well, this is how we do our meetings when Colin's busy with other duties. Does feel like he's in the room, though, doesn't it? Eh? It's fab.
Don't disrespect me because I'm only virtual, all right? I'm here for the meeting, aren't I? Look, I put glasses on and everything.
You don't wear glasses.
I'm dressing smart. I got a notepad too, look. Even wrote down a to-do list. I'll put it up to the camera and prove it. Here, see?
Things to do. Put on glasses. Go do... gone? I can't even read what the next thing is, Colin.
Well, I put the glasses on, but I couldn't see a fucking thing like when I was writing. Hey, Woody, man. Where the fuck did you go, man?
Relax, I'm behind you. I'm just shutting the door.
How did he... How did he wheel over to the door? You know what? Never fucking mind.
I don't have a meeting scheduled on my phone, you know.
Neither do I, pal, but I got a photographic memory.
You've got a fucking pornographic memory is what you've got.
Oh, yeah, maybe I didn't schedule the meeting right.
Hey, I definitely don't have an invite.
Well, we'll just do it now.
Not very professional, is it?
My thoughts exactly, Robo-Colin.
Don't be stupid. Come on, sit down. Let the meeting commence. Is that what you say? At the start of the meeting?
No.
Oh. Why not?
Because it's not fucking gladiatorial combat. It's a fucking meeting about fees and bonuses.
Right, let the fucking meeting commence. Can I take me glasses off? I feel sick.
Oh, hold on. I've got an email.
You know, Patrick used to set his phone to do not disturb during meetings.
And he books them properly on the calendar.
Shut up. Hold on. Just let me reply to this quickly.
He certainly never replied to emails during important meetings.
Yeah, well, he wasn't fucking head of comms and CEO at the same time, was he, you fucking dickhead?
Well, he never called me a dickhead.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did, pal.
I think you might be right there.
Okay. Done. Sent. What were we talking about?
Fees and bonuses for the fellas that kicked the ball.
Aye, them lot. The ball-kicking department.
Right. What's the concern?
Hey, no fucking concern. The lads deserve it. Only, if we win the FA Cup final, it could hit us in the pocket.
And you do not want to see what's in Colin's pocket, believe me.
So, what's the damage?
Right, let me break it down as I believe I know these contracts off by heart, alright? Generally, we offer a squad grant of around 200k. That's just a well done you lot for winning the FA Cup kind of thing. It's a fucking drop in the ocean for those boys. But if you delve into their contracts on an individual basis, they have bonuses recouped per competition success. So, let's take Riviere for example, right, of our worst case scenario. With clean sheets and appearances, he's already at 120k bonus for the FA Cup, right? He takes another 40k if we win the thing.
40K.
He'll get a one-off fee for appearing in the final of 20k, 2,600 for an interview. If he gets a clean sheet in a cup final, it's about, I think it's 50k. If the fucker even saves a penalty in the final, and that includes during a shootout, that's 30k. So you take all that into account for just the goalkeeper, who, you know, won't be getting a goal bonus or assist bonus. Chucking the initial grant and fees is a matter of course for playing this many games, and that's... Colin?
525,600 big ones.
Holy fuck.
Say that again, Colin.
525,600
Fantastic. 525,600 big ones.
Oh, shut up.
525,000 pieces
of
gold.
Shut the fuck
gold.
Up, that is enough.
Gold, fuck me.
At what point are we liable for these fees? What, like, and where do we pull the money from, generally?
You're liable for 90 days.
Oh, okay, phew. Not that awful.
But you don't want to be paying that in 90 days' time, because you'll have about 5 new player contracts on your fucking desk.
Well, I mean, that's okay.
No, it's not okay. It would be okay if we don't win it. Those contracts would be all shriveled up and flaccid. But if we win, get ready for big, stiff contracts pointing at our fucking face.
Oh, Colin, fuck's sake, man. Just hold on. Hold on. So we push it back 60 days. Does that work?
Well, you might get a wee bit of congestion with some upfront payments if you want a big window, you know.
We don't want a big window.
Frank wants a big window.
Well, he's not getting one.
Not your call, I'm afraid. Not mine either. He wants a big window, all right? Big fucking stained glass fucker with himself as the messiah.
Oh, fine, let that cunt fight it out with the SG.
Oh, now you're talking. This is a CEO I can get on board with.
Final point, our esteemed captain, Mr. Broom.
Oh, what about him?
His agent wants us to stump up a fee for his media appearance.
Ah, fuck that. What? He misses the game, so now we have to fucking pay him to go on TV.
What? Are they not paying him to be on TV?
Oh, they're paying him. Agent just says Kieran will be talking up the club, representing the brand. Therefore, he wants some money for it.
Oh, okie dokie. Let me just get his agent on the phone. I'll just confirm that payment for him. Shouldn't be too long. 2 secs. Oh, answer phone. Must be busy. I'll leave a message and he can get back to me at his own convenience. Hello there. Jess Tate here from Ashwood City Football Club. I hope everyone at the agency is doing well. I just wanted to touch base on the media appearance fee for Kieran. I think what may work best is if we just let Kieran have the day off and then we can actually get his agent to do it instead. That'll be fun, won't it? Get him to do the media appearance. We'll prep him for some questions, get him up to speed, remove his head from his spinal column and just plonk him in the chair next to Frank Lampard on BBC One. And he can blink his way through the analysis, yeah? And we'll get you that media appearance fee you wanted and we'll stuff it into his eye sockets after the broadcast as a thank you. Would that work? Yeah, well, let me know, all right? Take care, guys. Speak soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Any other items for the meeting?
Nah, that should do it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Don't miss Ashwood City in the FA Cup final this May, exclusively on the Ashwood City Patreon. Visit www.patreon.com/Ashwood City to gain access to exclusive episodes and so much more. On Monday, the 31st of August 2020, Woodford Town FC beat London Colney FC 3-1 in the extra preliminary round of the Emirates FA Cup. And here we are, 257 days later, 736 teams entered, and now just two remain. Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea and Sven-Goran Eriksson's Ashwood City. Wembley is set. The supporters are arriving. And there it is there, the FA Cup. It's ready to crown the winner of its 140th final. Don't go anywhere. With live in-play betting markets, iBet can offer unbeatable odds on Ashwood City to beat Chelsea at Wembley. You can currently back Ashwood at 15-1, as well as various other markets.
You join me here with Billy Richards at Wembley Stadium for the big one, the FA.
Here we've got Ashwood City Club captain Kieran Broom. Thanks for joining us, Kieran. How do you see this one going today?
Well, this one's close to call, but Chelsea should have enough to, you know, get enough. And anything else is not enough for them. Enough for Ashwood is just like having enough in the tank, you know, to tire him out. But again, only if they've got enough.
Yes, thanks, gentlemen. Here I am, pitchside, and I just want to say it's great to hear from Ashwood City captain Kieran Broom in the studio. Just that kind of, that level of insight about...
Right, have you got everything?
Got everything? It's a fucking football match, not a fucking camping trip in the Cotswolds, Jess, man.
I'm just checking.
Are you nervous or something?
No, I just... I've got a lot on my mind.
If you're going to be a fucking bag of nerves, I don't want you near me for the game.
I'm not sure that I'll make it, if I'm honest.
You fucking what?
I don't think I'll make the game.
Oh, have you got another cup final your team are playing in?
The contracts are being signed today.
On a fucking cup final day? What in the name of fuck?
The ASG guys are stuck in some sort of quarantine and they won't be here until this afternoon and the trust won't wait any longer, so here we fucking are.
You don't have to be there for it though, do you? Sounds completely fucking dull, Jess. I know we play shite football and everything, but fuck me. Gotta be a damn sight better than that. Fuck.
I don't think I have a choice. There's a lot of buzz about this place. I've never seen it like this. Should I say something?
Like what? A swear word or something?
No, like a speech now to the office staff before you, you know, before you all head out.
Nah.
Don't you think it'll be motivating for them?
No, not really. Plus, they're office staff. Who gives a fuck? The only thing they're motivated for is scrolling through Facebook.
No, I'm going to say something. Right, everyone, just if I can grab your attention, just for a little while. Hello, over there? Great. Hi. Yes, so here we are, FA Cup final day. Yes, well done to the team. A great achievement on their part. But I also just wanted to say, as this is the end of the era of COVID, you've all been great. And thanks to your efforts, we find ourselves here today, ready to board a coach to Wembley bloody stadium.
Fuck off, honestly.
Well, you guys are at the game a lot, and I mean a lot will be going on here behind the scenes. And after that full-time whistle, we will be in a new chapter for this club. You'll hear a lot of stuff in the press, no doubt. Lots of people with lots of opinions about how to run this club. But we're Ashwood City. We've got to shut out the noise, am I right? So... yeah, enjoy the game and come on, you Super Whites! Yeah! Oh, yeah.
That was fucking shame.
Well, that was empowering. I think my nipples are tingling.
Pal, you in there? It's FA Cup final day. Hello? Patrick? Patrick, we should probably leave now if you want to get to Wembley for kickoff. Pal? Pally? Pally McCoist? Palin Boxic? Palo Paldini? You're right, Jess.
Where are you?
I'm at Patrick's house.
Cool, you're picking him up?
Can't he find him?
Oh.
I've literally not heard a fucking fart out of him all week, and now he's not even in. I haven't heard anything from him since he told me about his new idea.
I know I'll regret this, but what's his new idea?
It's called Appology, and it's an app, right? Where, let's say, celebs who've been caught being racist or transphobic or something. Maybe they beat up their partner, I don't know. They usually do a wee screen grab, don't they, of their apology on the Notepad app. Looks a bit shite, doesn't it? But on Patrick's new app, Appology, it's made especially for...
Apologies.
Apologies, aye. Suggest the ideal wording and format, wee drop-down box where you can select which community you upset. You can even view apologies from way back when, you know. You can rate apologies out of 10. You can share your apologies to Twitter or your WhatsApp, you know. I couldn't even work out if he was just losing his mind or if it was a shite idea.
Oh, possibly the busiest day of my life, Woody. Couldn't you have kept that idea to yourself?
It's not my idea, it's his idea.
I know that!
Well, you asked.
Oh, shut up. Look, from what I can tell, Patrick is just looking for some peace and quiet.
But the fucking game is...
I guess he just wants to avoid all of that for now.
Avoid all of that? It's a fucking FA Cup final, Jess.
Yeah, but he's not the chief exec anymore, Woody.
He's a minority owner, for fuck's sake.
Oh, just leave him be, Woody. If he wants to go, he'll go.
Why is he being such a fucking baby? It's absolutely pathetic. He's thrown himself a fucking... pity party.
Oh, yeah, well, you know how he can be.
Ah, fuck him. I'll be there just over an hour, all right? I'll see you there.
I won't be there.
You all?
I've got work to do at the office.
You are fucking joking, aren't you?
The contracts are being signed today. ASG are going to be here. Adam's going to be here. It's an important day.
Oh, aye, you go. You go. Fuck off and play Early Learning Centre's My First Football Club with your backstabbing cunt of a husband. Now go suck up to the new boy. See if I give a fuck. Fuck off. Pal. You in there? Pal and Hansen. Ah, fucking. Game over indeed.
And now for the lineups. Edouard Mendy starts in goal for Chelsea with a back three in front of him consisting of Christensen, Silva and Rudiger. Further forward, the wing-backs of Azpilicueta and Chilwell make up a midfield five consisting of Mount, Jorginho and Kante with semi-final goalscorer Hakim Ziyech on the bench. Up front is the ever-present makeshift strike force of Christian Pulisic and Timo Werner. For Ashwood City, off the back of a breathtaking semi-final display against Leicester City, Emmanuel Riviere looks for a repeat.
Come in. Hi.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.